Karen Chase, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Friday, chance of drizzle. We'll see areas of fog, cloudy skies at 47. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, chance of rain showers, otherwise cloudy with a low near 35. Saturday, we'll have gradual clearing skies, temperatures at 50. Saturday night, partly cloudy at 29. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 39.
When you bring your vehicle to Voss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Voss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
With your Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. Good Friday morning. The state of Kansas risks losing federal money if it doesn't improve its privatized Medicaid program. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services said in a letter dated last Friday that the program, known as CanCare, is out of compliance. Issues include a failure to adequately oversee the companies that the state contracts to provide managed care for the health care program that covers the poor. The city of Pretty Prairie has lost out on a federal grant to help clean up a decade-old problem with high nitrates in its water. The Hutch News reports a technicality derailed the city's application for a $500,000 grant to install a reverse osmosis system. City officials had said the project would be on hold if the grant wasn't received. Mid-America Network News.
Super Saturday sale going on now with 50 to 75% savings. Plus, save an extra 25 or 15% with your Macy's card, or an extra 20 or 15% with your pass. Or save on incredible specials like men's packable jackets, 60% off. Diamond Promise Rings, 70% off. Junior's Active Gear, 50% off. It's Macy's Super Saturday sale now through Sunday. Savings off sale and clearance prices, exclusions apply. Extra savings also exclude specials.
Have you ever seen a refrigerator that comes with a touchscreen? Have you seen a washer that comes with a built-in sink? Have you seen how much the Home Depot can save you on both? Right now, get up to 35% off appliance special buys at the Home Depot. These feature-packed appliances come in a range of stylish finishes, and nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
Three men from Mexico are charged with smuggling more than 1,000 pounds of liquid methamphetamine into northeast Kansas in the gas tank of a semi-trailer truck. U.S. Attorney Tom Beal said the men, all from Mexico, appeared in court yesterday and were each charged with one count of possession with intent to distribute methamphetamine. Beal's office says the men, two age 30 and one 40-year-old, were arrested in Kansas City, Kansas, on Friday of last week after pumping the liquid methamphetamine from the truck into five-gallon buckets. If convicted, they face a penalty of not less than 10 years in federal prison and a fine of up to $10 million. A 30-year-old Newton woman has died after crashing her car into a tree and landing in a creek. That crash happening yesterday around noontime in Harvey County. Harvey County Sheriff Chad Gay says the 07 Kia Spectra left the road, hit a tree, and landed in West Emma Creek. The woman's name not immediately released. Mid-America Network News.
Farming has inherent risk. Will your investments pay off this year? The answer depends on many factors. Some you can control and others you cannot. That's where we come in. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and our agents can help you find the right insurance to protect your farming operation against a loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. With four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, Blue Valley Insurance can help manage your risk so your farm will prosper into the future.
With your Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Rick Everett. Good Friday morning. Sarpy County Sheriff's officials say a man has died in a shootout with his nephew after the man threatened family members with a gun. Officials say they were called to the home near Springfield, just southwest of Omaha, and found 56-year-old Jeff Hayes dead outside and three of his family members, his brother, niece, and nephew. They say Hayes first pulled the gun and fired on them. The nephew returned fire, killing Hayes. days. An Omaha mother and her 9-year-old daughter have been seriously hurt after being run over by the family's minivan. Police say the mother had started the van and put her daughter in the front passenger seat. The girl apparently put the van in reverse, and when the mother tried to pull the 9-year-old from the moving vehicle, they were both pulled under the van and run over. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
Roger Bartell with R. Bartell Trucking of Cambridge, Kansas, prefers to make the 90-mile drive to MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge.
Wouldn't go any place else. I've got my choice.
So MJ's is pretty good about working with you, Roger?
You know, if I call and need to get in, and they'll usually get me right in and get right on whatever it is, get it fixed.
Roger, how'd you hear about MJ's Truck Repair of Moundridge?
A friend of mine referred me to him here several years ago, and I've been coming ever since.
MJ's Truck Repair, exit 46 off I-135 in Moundridge, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville was featured this week in a USA Today special highlighting 50 beautiful small towns, one in each state. Kelly Hilliard with the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is credited with the lead for the designation, which is featured online at usatoday.com. A link is provided on our KNDY website as well. Two men were arrested by Gage County authorities in connection with a theft in Wymore at Lobby Heating and Air. Two hand carts and three barrels of copper and brass were reported stolen from outside the business January 11th. The materials were identified a day later as a woman attempted to sell the metal at a Beatrice scrapyard. Another sale was traced to a Lincoln scrapyard. The arrests were Kevin B. Williams, age 46, and Skylar L. Hutchinson, age 21. A search warrant in Wymore early Tuesday resulted in the arrest of Nicholas L. Troxell, age 33, who is charged with marijuana possession with intent to distribute, as well as weapons, drug money, and controlled substance possession. 3 pounds of marijuana, along with other items, were seized at a home at 718 H Street in Wymore during the search. Troxell was known to reside at the residence, although he was not at home at the time. A vehicle was reported stolen at Sabetha Monday. Sometime between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m., a white 2011 Ford Expedition was taken from 1976 168th Road. The vehicle has gold tan fender flares and a Peterbilt license plate on the front with the rear tag number 463DYS. Anyone with information is asked to contact Nemaha County authorities. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will replay another weekend performance of the Replay Lounge this Saturday and Sunday, as weather-forced postponement of last Sunday's talent show and may have limited some patrons' attendance last Saturday. Advance tickets for the Saturday evening performance at 7 and the Sunday show at 2 at the Marysville American Legion are available for $10 each at the Marysville Chamber of Commerce. Tickets will also be available at the door for $15 each. The annual fundraiser supports Marshall County Arts Cooperative efforts. Helen Laverne Barnes, age 94, Vermilion, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Vermilion Methodist Church. Burial in the Vermilion Cemetery. Padden Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Helen Barnes. Carla J. Sfonda, age 71, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 6 until 8. At the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Carla Schwanda. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken salad, wheat bread, veggie soup, veggie plate, and grape salad. Monday's menu, creamy Swiss chicken bake, rice pilaf, wheat bread, peas, and mandarin oranges. Check of a school and community calendar. Marysville wrestlers head to Beloit this weekend. JV wrestling at Holton. KNDY News time is 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, it looks like we have a low-pressure system that's making its way across the central parts and upper parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring a chance for some rain showers as well as areas of drizzle throughout the rest of this Friday into Friday night across the central parts of the Midwest. Still dealing with some fog as well through the day and continuing into tonight. But for the weekend, we're actually going to see dry weather and still seeing those temperatures above average in the 40s and 50s. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Friday, areas of fog, otherwise cloudy. We cannot rule out some drizzle, temperatures at 47. Tonight, a chance of rain, cloudy skies with a low near 35. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Saturday, we'll have gradual clearing skies, temperatures at 50. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of 29. For Sunday, mostly sunny, we'll see temperatures at 46 degrees. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Fog limiting visibility again this morning. Be advised, allow some extra travel time. 38 degrees with a light wind. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 20th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
New year, new you, new menu. That's right. The Wagon Wheel is ringing in the new year with some tasty new salads, sandwiches, and dinners. With the best down-home cooking in town, a rewards program, and live music every third Saturday of the month, there's just no better place to go. Make your New Year's resolution to try something new with the Wagon Wheel in downtown Marysville.
The Cavs and Spurs are winners. Who starts the NBA All-Star Game? And the Raiders could be heading to Las Vegas. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. With everyone healthy, the defending champs made quick work of the Suns in Cleveland, 118-103. Kyrie Irving scored 23 points.
Guys ready to shoot. We're coming up pick and rolls. Me and Bron, we're just seeing the weak side action, and shooters ready to shoot. We're doing that. Getting stops. We're tough to beat.
On Fox Sports Ohio, LeBron James 21 points. This after a six-game road trip that concluded with an embarrassing 35-point loss at Golden State. Kawhi Leonard 34 points. Rookie DeJounte Murray added a season-high 24. And San Antonio's 118-104 victory over Denver. That made Coach Greg Popovich happy.
Kawhi was super, but he's getting paid to be super. But DeJounte and David Lee were fantastic tonight in filling in and doing what they had to do.
On Fox Sports Southwest, the Chargers have settled into their new location. And now the Raiders' potential move has taken wings. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
The Raiders officially have filed their relocation papers to go to Las Vegas. The NFL now will begin to review that application, meet as a committee, and make a determination as to whether they should allow the Raiders to move. But this is something that has gained increasing momentum.
Any relocation to Las Vegas must be approved by 3/4 of the NFL owners. Also, the Rams confirmed the hiring of Wade Phillips as their new defensive coordinator, and Rick Dennison is the new offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills. Well, the starting lineups for the NBA All-Star Game announced, and Thunder guard Russell Westbrook didn't make the first five. ESPN's Jalen Rose says Westbrook gets the nod over Steph Curry to start the game.
He is playing on the best team in the NBA, right. But he is not having the best season at the guard position in the NBA. That'd be the guy that's averaging a triple-double.
That's Russell Westbrook. Curry and Kevin Durant, along with James Harden, Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, are the West starters. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Jimmy Butler and DeMar DeRozan will start for the East. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs advanced to the championship in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville defeating Silver Lake 70-56 in the semifinals on Thursday. Host and defending tournament champion Nemaha Central beat Falls City 49-40. Nemaha Central will host Marysville in Saturday's title game at 7. Live broadcast on AM 1570 FM, 94.1. In the Twin Valley leg on Thursday night, girls play. Blue Valley beat Onega 35-30. Valley Heights girls held off Troy 50-34. Boys play at Wasaxdeliver, Blue Valley 42-30, and Lynn took Wetmore 55-41. TVL tournament action in Washington County today at 1:30. Axtell and Onondaga girls, Axtell and Frankfort boys at 3. Hanover and Washington County girls, Lynn and Donovan West girls at 4:30. Hanover and Onondaga boys, Valley Heights and Centralia boys at 6. Frankfort, Clifton Clyde girls, Centralia Wetmore girls. And at 7:30, Washington County, Clifton Clyde boys, Troy and Donovan West boys action. We'll have live coverage in the semifinals of a tournament this afternoon at 3 and again at 4:30. Hanover, Washington County girls, Hanover and Onondaga boys, live on KNDY FM 95.5.
Are your pockets feeling just a bit light after Christmas shopping? Dreary winter days giving you cabin fever? Land O'Lanes has got the solution for you. Stop in Wednesdays for $1 bowling and $1 shoe rentals and banish those winter blues with some friendly competition. Wednesdays at Land O'Lanes. Are you ready for some fun?
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American Farm Bureau welcoming the nomination of Sonny Perdue as Ag Secretary. Michael Clements with more.
The incoming Trump administration has chosen former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue to be the next Agriculture Secretary. Once confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Perdue will take his office at the Department of Agriculture as Congress gears up to write the next farm bill. The American Farm Bureau Federation strongly endorses the nomination of Perdue, and AFBF President Zippy Duvall says the nomination is welcome news to Farm Bureau members.
We think President-elect Trump has made a great decision on choosing Governor Perdue to be the next secretary, and we just are excited about having the opportunity to work with him. I've worked with him in the past, and that was a good experience, and we're looking forward to working with each other. We were actually talking together about how great it would be to be able to work together and make a difference in people's lives. I know how much he appreciates agriculture, and I think it's a great choice.
Duvall represented the Georgia Farm Bureau when Perdue was serving as the state's governor. He says Perdue understands the importance of agriculture.
He recognized it was the number one industry in our state. He always said, Zippy, you and the farmers of this state are welcome through the front door of the governor's office. And his door was always open and willing to listen to our issues and our concerns. So I think he'll bring that same attitude to the secretary's position.
Duvall says Perdue understands the concerns farmers have right now and that he will be a strong voice for agriculture.
He understands trade and he knows how valuable it is to agriculture. And I think Governor Perdue will be a good sounding board for the new president as he moves into his new role, and I think he'll speak very highly of how important trade is to farmers across this country. He has a lot of integrity, and he's a very good administrator. When he was governor of Georgia, he ran a tight ship, and myself as an agricultural person and a taxpayer was very appreciative of that. So I think he'll bring that same talent to the secretary's office.
Michael Clements.
With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Well, here in just a few hours, we will have a brand new president, and in a few days, we should have a new ag secretary. The National Corn Growers Association says the incoming Trump administration's pick for agriculture secretary in former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue should be a welcome voice for agriculture. The Trump administration will nominate former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue as America's ag secretary. Perdue has extensive ties to the agriculture industry. NCGA Executive Vice President John Doggett says Perdue will be good for all of agriculture.
We're excited that Mr. Perdue has been nominated to take this position. We look forward to working with him. He has a background in agriculture, and we're looking forward to doing a lot of different things and working together to further the cause of American agriculture.
Given Perdue's agricultural background, Doggett says he will understand the issues that farmers and ranchers face. Doggett says he's looking forward to discussing those issues with Perdue.
The thing we hear over and over and over again from our membership is, let's expand the opportunity to sell our products overseas. Trade is important to all of agriculture. It's particularly important to the corn industry. We need to move a lot of corn, and we need to move it off out of the United States because Most of our customers exist outside the United States, and we really need an opportunity to expand those markets.
He says Purdue will be a good advocate for agriculture.
There's been some discussion about a southerner being at the helm of USDA. We're a lot more interested in how well the secretary listens and how well the secretary advocates for agriculture and explains agriculture to the rest of the nation.
He says he sees no reason why Purdue won't be very good in this position. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Your hard work and business on track. Who's got the power that's second to none? White Star. White Star. Get the job done.
Competition is a good thing. It forces you to be your very best. At White Star Machinery, home of the dependable and durable Bobcat compact equipment, they never stop trying to get better. And neither does Bobcat. Check out the Bobcat Advantage and watch Bobcat compact equipment go head-to-head with the competition and crush them one by one. More hydraulic horsepower, faster digging cycles, and lots more lifting force is just what you'd expect from the best built in the industry. See for yourself at bobcat.com/advantage. Then check them out for yourself at White Star Machinery in Wichita, Topeka, Manhattan, Garden City, or Tulsa. White Star Machinery, your authorized Bobcat dealer.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is agriculture. Over-regulation by the federal government. That was one of the hot topics at the American Farm Bureau Federation Convention in Phoenix last week. More about that after this.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
When American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval spoke to the National Convention in Phoenix, he touched on many of the hot-button issues affecting agriculture, including immigration and waters of the U.S. First, with immigration, he says a lot of progress has been made, but
we still have a lot of work to do to fix this broken immigration system. We must have a new agricultural visa program that works for our farmers. We must find a way for experienced farm workers that's been with us 10 and 15 and 20 years. They're experienced, but they're undocumented. We got to find a way to adjust their status so that they can stay on our farms. President-elect Trump cares about immigration reform. He's talked about it for years, and we know he wants to find a solution for it. Well, we want to find a solution too. And his team has promised me that agriculture will have a seat at the table. So there is hope, but only if we take action. Only if our voices are heard is there hope. Another issue that I've heard a lot about as I visited our farmers and ranchers was the need to stop over-regulation. On this issue, just like in ag labor, many of our farmers have told me that if you don't fix this one, the rest of them's not gonna matter. Because over-regulation will put our farmers and ranchers out of business. Farm Bureau members worked hard to bring attention to the real impacts of the waters of the U.S. The rule would let federal agencies regulate nearly every low spot on our land, even if it doesn't hold water over a day. Now I'm going to take you to California. John Duarte, plowing his wheat field. Corps of Engineers and EPA comes by, sees him, sues him. The judge handed down her verdict says, because Mr. Dortray plowed his field, he created small mountain ranges, shifting soil from side to side, creating a point source of the pollution into the waters of the U.S. Makes you want to laugh. It's so ridiculous, it makes you want to laugh. But there's nothing funny. There's nothing funny about the federal government coming on, mind your land, telling us what we can and can't do on our farms. It's about federal control. It's unwarranted. And it's unlawful. Farm Bureau has pushed back against federal overregulation for years, and we will continue to defend the farmers' rights.
Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval. Back after this.
This is Tyler Sudik with the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. This Friday, January 20th at 12 o'clock p.m., we'll have a special bred cow and bred heifer sale expecting 250 to 350 head. Some early consignments will be 85 head of F1 black whiteface, second calf bred heifers, bred Hereford bulls, start calving 3-1, 50 head of black Keneally Angus bloodline, bred heifers, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 220, 41 head of F1 black whiteface, black bred heifers, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 3-1, 30 head of black bred heifers, pelvic measure, bred low birth weight black Angus bulls, start calving 2-6 for 60 days, 15 head of black bred heifers, AI to low birth weight black Angus bulls, clean up black Angus, start calving 220, 10 head of red Angus bred heifers, bred low birth weight red Angus bulls, start calving 220, 35 head of black bred cows, 5-year-old broken mouth, start calving 3-1, 30 head of black bred cows, solid broken mouth, start calving 3-1, 25 head of black Angus bred cows, second calf, solid mouth, red black Angus, start calving 320, that's complete dispersal, 20 head of cow calf pairs, middle aged to broken mouth, plus more by sale time. That's this Friday at the Wally Livestock Commission in Wally, Nebraska. For more information, R2 Consign. Give us a call at 402-443-3512, or you can check us out on the web at wahoolivestock.com. Thank you.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Temperatures on the rise, 40 already, but fog limiting visibility this morning. Middle 40s on tap today. We could hit 50 on a mild Saturday ahead this weekend.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Friday. Wichita State Athletic Department announcing yesterday that the Shocker women's basketball assistant coach, Kirk Crawford, will serve as the team's acting head coach for the games today and Sunday. This weekend, Crawford steps in for head coach Jody Adams-Birch, who's off to a 6-10 start in her ninth season guiding the Shocks. A win this last Sunday at Evansville ended a 5-game losing streak for WSU. Wichita State Director of Athletics Darren Boatwright said in a statement from the athletic department, "In the best interest of the women's basketball program, I've asked Kirk Crawford to handle head coach duties this weekend." Boatwright said, "I'm carefully reviewing information recently received about the women's basketball program before I will make any long-term decisions regarding the program's leadership." Because it is a personnel matter, Boatwright and other officials have no further comment. Mid-America Network Sports.
Did you know that Crop Quest